T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story continuing. In-depth team coverage of DACA. The state's attorney general arguing before the U.S. Supreme Court today, putting California in the spotlight. Well, here at home in Southern California, we're expecting student demonstrations, walkouts from class, and a big downtown rally. Let's get more live right now from KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Yeah, we're expecting thousands of L.A. school students will walk out of class about 10 o'clock this morning for this big downtown L.A. rally. And in fact, the district considers what they call an educational component to what is happening today, these oral arguments before the United States Supreme Court. So absences will be excused so long as a parent goes along with it, checks the child out of school and validates the absence. But school principals are encouraging the students to stay on campus for, say, some lunchtime rallies. And then Supervisor Hilda Solis is holding an 8:30 press conference in support of the nation's estimated 800,000 DACA recipients. That press conference again, 8:30 this morning here at the Hall of Administration in downtown L.A. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
Another death involving USC students. A young man found dead in off-campus housing. Let's go there to the scene right now. Here's John Barrett.
This is an area off of Vermont with a lot of off-campus housing. I've seen several USC Department of Public Safety vehicles rolling by on patrol this morning. About 2 o'clock yesterday, as the university was acknowledging the deaths of 8 students just since August, came word of the possible 9th death. USC police responded here to an apartment building to conduct a welfare check on somebody, and that eventually prompted a response by LAPD as well.
Yesterday at around 3:17 p.m., officers received a radio call of a death investigation near the 1200 block of West 29th Street.
LAPD officer Lizette Lomelli said officers discovered a 28-year-old man dead and there was no evidence of foul play. Investigators worked into the night on the case, interviewing people here at the apartment building. Over the weekend, 2 other students died from unknown causes. USC officials said that 3 of those first 8 deaths were from suicide. Live near the USC campus, John Baird, KNX 1070.
Questions continue to be raised about safety measures aboard the Conception. Before that dive boat fire in Ventura County last September that killed 34 people, the LA Times says its review of documents going back almost 20 years shows that the Coast Guard often rejected recommendations by the National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB, for steps to reduce the dangers from defective equipment and poor maintenance that were linked to past fires. Also, yesterday, the widow of a man who died on that boat is now suing the boat's owners. It is the first lawsuit by a relative of someone who died on board the Conception.
Let's talk more about that.
In the suit, Christine Dignam, the widow of Justin Dignam, alleges Truth Aquatics Incorporated was negligent in several respects. That the boat had inadequate smoke detectors and firefighting equipment, it lacked enough emergency exits and a required night watch, was not on duty when the flames broke out. Truth Aquatics has said in a legal finding designed to limit liability in an accident that killed 34 people, that reasonable care was taken to ensure the Conception was seaworthy and she was fully and properly manned, equipped, and supplied for the service in which she was engaged. Federal authorities investigating both criminal and safety investigations into the incident have yet to determine the exact cause of the fire and sinking. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
More than 3 months after that mass shooting up at the Gilroy Garlic Festival, lawyers for some of the victims are suing the organizers, claiming negligence in not providing better security. 2 children and a man were killed in that attack south of San Jose. More than a dozen others were hurt. Gunman ended up taking his own life as police moved in. Investigators say he got onto the festival grounds there by cutting through a fence.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops expected today to elect the L.A. Archbishop Jose Gomez as the new president.
That would make Gomez the organization's first Latino president. Members of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests are anxious to see who's elected.
I do think it sets the tone, because whoever it is going to be is going to have an immense power and an influence on what the bishops do and don't do.
SNAP's Becky Ayani points out the state attorney general's office is investigating the handling of abuse allegations within the L.A. Archdiocese, and she insists it would be premature for the bishops to elect Gomez president before the probe is completed. Ayani says whoever is elected needs to push for more accountability and transparency. The L.A. Archdiocese says in a statement the support and healing of victim survivors of abuse is a longstanding priority for Archbishop Gomez. And under his leadership, the Archdiocese has continued to enforce strict zero-tolerance protection and abuse prevention policies. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.